Let's focus on the here and now. We've got Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram in studio, and he joins us on the local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and see Jim, Bob, and the entire gang. Vandermark Jewelers on Broad Street, right across from the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry, just as Dave is a trusted name in news. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Going out and getting that news today for sure.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the norm every week with you, my friend. And I want to start with something that doesn't smell as good as the KFC story we discussed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Want to start out with the sanitation services in the city of Elyria. Sounds like this could get pretty costly, but there are some options. What are the details?
So basically, there was a rate study that was done commissioned by the city, and Ray and Associates ended up doing a study long term, and long term being out until about 2025, for the next 6 years or so, as to whether or not the city really whether it's cost viable to continue to pick up trash from the residents or to contract that out to one of the larger, collection providers like Republic or Rumpke or one of the other big ones. Basically, what happens is the suggestion, and council didn't make any decisions on this. It's going to go to committee and then it's going to come back to council next month. Basically, what the consulting firm said was, look, if you want to keep this viable, if you want to continue to sort of just maintain, you're probably going to have to raise sanitation rates by 10% next year, meaning 2020, and then 10% the following year, 2021, and then 3.5% for every year from 2022 to 2025, and then also change bulk collection and leaf collection to once a month, do a lot more preventive maintenance, pay down some of the debt. We've talked in the past about the central maintenance garage going out, going in the city out there to house all these trucks. And, you have millions of dollars worth of these sanitation trucks, and you get employees out there, and people are already paying more than $27 a month for your average user. And then people with homestead, exemptions pay significantly less. It's going to take all of that to basically keep the sanitation department solvent. So you're looking at, what's 10% of $27.42, $2.74. Well, then add that. So now you're paying $30 if you're a homeowner. And then on top of that, add another $3 the following year. And then every year after that, another $3.50, $3.50, $3.50, $3.50. It's going to be pricey if the city wants to keep, sanitation services going. In the alternate, people could end up paying a lot less if it was contracted out. So city council has some decisions to make on this.
Yes, absolutely. But again, there are some options. Might not be the greatest options. And look, I mean, the cost of that just continues to go up. But I think it'll be interesting to see how that develops. Council also approved a conditional use permit for Road to Hope. They're going to renovate a former church. What are the details here?
Yeah, so this is the former One Body in Christ Ministries out at 600 Delaware Avenue. Road to Hope wants to renovate it into a 16-room recovery housing center. Basically, it would just kind of be a small apartment building and center for, up to 14, men to, well, I shouldn't say exactly men because I don't know if it's men and women, but I believe it's just going to be men only to start. And then also some house managers to stay there. And these are all people that have gone through the recovery process already. They've already started their process of recovering from their addiction. And they'll get some addiction counseling, some mental health counseling off-site. All of them will likely be employed. All of them are in 90 to 100-day recovery programs. Basically Road to Hope wants this center to be there, and they've got a bunch of centers around town. I'm sure people know, kind of where they are, and they're expanding out to Vermilion, in the coming year. And then they're also going to, Jeff Camps, who's the executive director, was telling council that, they will expand to help, women with children and help some other people in need down the line. So it's going to be staffed 24/7, this is just basically a conditional use permit, and council's gone through and made sure that this is a legitimate deal, and Road to Hope's got a good name around here, so we'll see how that goes. It's pretty much a done deal, and they're going to start renovating real soon.
How long will that process take? Just curious.
Not sure at this point. Jeff said, you know, we're kind of just sort of getting the ball rolling. You know, a lot of times you have to get approval first, you know, just before you pull, some of these permits and do some of the other things. And if the council had said no and they were already halfway through, it's like, well, now you just, you just lost a bunch of money on that one. You know, you don't want to do that when you're talking about people's health.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Want to get into the Garford Arts Festival. Well, this past weekend seemed like you had a lot of fun with that. We had those folks on about a year or so ago. Seemed like another really big hit, a very successful event. What were some of the highlights and your major takeaways from the Garford Arts Fest?
Well, I didn't go last year. You know, I wasn't working for the Chronicle back then. But this year it was just a lot of fun. It was, you know, nice Saturday night, couple hours, you know, from 5 to 10. It was warm, but not oppressive. And three stages. They only had two last year, and added another stage down at the Riverwalk, and it was nice to go out there and just kind of say hi to people and see what they were doing and look at some of the crafts and art. And I thought I had the most fun in Art Alley, which was right there, kind of on the street right behind the Blank Slate. And it's, I mean, literally just an alley between the railroad tracks and the buildings, and just a lot of young artists with a lot of like really cool, you know, very colorful stuff, a lot of metal work. And there's a guy that I interviewed for my story who does a lot of woodworking, you know, and he makes these wooden bowls and just all sorts of really cool stuff out of wood that he sources from northern Ohio. And it was just really neat to be able to go out there and just kind of walk around and see how things are going. And I think it was a real successful event, you know, sponsored by the Illyria Arts Council, you know, folks at Blank Slate, by the city and a lot of other, you know, donors and supporters as well. And it was also a fundraiser for the Arts Council. And there were a lot of kids running around, people, you know, people on bikes doing wheelies and doing tricks and stuff, and some food and just some the ability to go down and sit on the Riverwalk, listen to some music and from local artists, and there was a band there from Chicago. And it was really just kind of a nice thing to do on a Saturday night, you know, besides the fact that I was working there and I was writing a story about it. So,
yeah, one of those events that you wish you could attend and not actually have to work, right?
Right. And I wish I had a lot more money to spend on art, because I could have, I seriously could have furnished my entire house with the stuff that was out there. There was a lot of really neat stuff.
So. Yeah, I'm sure you could have cleaned up. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get to the scanner stories this week, any idea what will be happening at the old Dillard's at Midway Mall now that that property has been sold yet again?
No idea. And if I had one, I would tell you. I honestly would. For the moment, you know, this ICP partnership that bought that, and now they're one of the larger, you know, property owners out there along with the Namdar Group. But ICP has the Sears and the Dillard's and the Sears Auto Center, and they also own Red Lobster, which isn't going anywhere. I mean, nobody's told me, hey, yeah, we're going to close that down. Now, Red Lobster's staying there, so, you know, you'll still have your Crab-a-Palooza or whatever you like out there. But this company basically buys up these properties, you know, either industrial or commercial that are either distressed or have been empty for a while. And kind of think of them as like a commercial flipper, you know, they fix it up, or they find somebody who's going to come out and fix it up, put something there that people are going to go and, you know, and want and do, or they want to have in their city. They are responsible for some of Amazon's presence here in Northern Ohio. I don't think that Amazon is what's going to be there, like a fulfillment center or some sort of brick and mortar retail store. That's just not, I just don't get that feeling. I could be wrong. But we don't have any more insight, but we're going to continue following on this story and see where that goes.
All righty, my friend. Well, we've come to our favorite part of every single interview, because you always find some absolute gems. This week was no different. You sent me one on Friday. Hats are cool, right? We all enjoy hats.
Hats, yeah.
But when you're walking around in public, you should probably have more than just a hat on.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Or it better be a big hat.
Yeah. That's right. So, scanner stories, my man. Please share with the public what you sent to me about 4 days ago.
Quoting here from again from my buddy Mitchell Byers, quote, female walking east through the park. Apparently, she was only wearing a hat, unquote. And he immediately followed that up with, I'll give you a bonus today, quote, male walked into the store and started unzipping his pants until the reporting person told him to get out. Goes by the nickname Rocket Man, unquote.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to know why they call him that.
No, yeah, probably not.
Stay away.
Probably not. But they, a lot of nudity out there. And, yeah, so there you go.
Jeez, oh, man.
That's interesting.
You know, when the heat kicks into high gear, sometimes people think that's an invitation to do that sort of thing. Maybe think twice before doing that kind of stuff in public.
Just a little bit.
Inapropes, as the kids say. Yeah.
Inapropes, indeed.
Inapropes.
Dave, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to doing this again 1 week from today.
Happy to be here.
All right, Dave. Thank you again very much.